This is a conversation between Phoebe Stebbins and Mary Herbert Mason, Mrs. Julius Mason, taped on December 26, 1965.
My sister was in the hospital, mm-hmm. and I wanted to be near her when she had her operation, so I could see her at the hospital. Mm-hmm. My folks wanted me to come down, so uh-huh. I'd be near. And I stayed up with Mother Mason, and we got acquainted over again. So that's when it came about. Florence used to say, well, she did me a kindness.
She had her operation.
She had her operation. Isn't it strange how things come about like that?
Yeah. And you went to school where? In Hanover Center?
Yes, Hanover Center, and North Neighborhood, too, both those places. That's not playing. See that going, and I thought, well, was he?
Well, tell me what kind of a farm you're
at. Is that still going?
Mm-hmm, it's still going. You're very good at this.
Tell me.
Now, look, see here, it's stuck.
Cows,
this is what your father did for a living.
Yes, 175 acres of farm was. Yes, yeah, he used to make maple sugar in the springtime.
We were all helping?
What's that?
Did you help make the sugar?
Yes, my sister and I used to help.
Was it just two of you?
Yes, just we two. Yes.
So you probably didn't have to milk the cows and do the things you would have done if you were a boy.
No, that's right.
But there was plenty to do in the house.
Yes, it's always, because we always had a great deal of company. Mm-hmm. And then my folks had a hired man some of the time, mm-hmm. and on board at the school teacher.
Oh, really?
And we had such happy times up there on the farm. Just happy memories. My father used to get out wood in the winter. He used to sell wood and hay to Hanover and Lebanon. Mm-hmm. And draw it, just think, with the horses.
How many horses did he have?
Two horses.
Yeah. With a sled in the winter?
Yes.
Carts or wagon in
the summer? Mm-hmm. Yes. We didn't have electricity, though, at the farm either. No electricity.
So you had kerosene lamps?
Kerosene lamps. Plenty of wood and water and good living, you know. Mm-hmm.
A big stove in the kitchen.
Yes, that's right. Wood fire.
Yes,
that's right. We still have a coal fire in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I burn wood here.
Did you burn coal then when you were...
No, just wood.
Yeah, just wood.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And could you keep the fire going all night?
We used to have a big chunk stove. My father put in a big chunk at night to keep over.
It would.
The big coals in the morning, you know. Yeah.
What time did your father and mother get up in the morning?
Oh, 4 o'clock or so, when he was going with the long trips to Lebanon, Hanover with wood and hay. Put in long hours, and then he'd have chores to do when he got home at night, you know.
Yeah.
But those were happy days.
They were.
Yes.
Your mother got up with him at
Yes. And she really get 3 dinners a day, really, because we had the meat and potato for breakfast, you know, and the cereal. They used to, years ago, have pie for breakfast, too.
Of course you did.
And then the hired man, so she'd get dinner and my father at noontime. And then we girls come home from the school, and board the school teacher. We have another dinner at night. So, and we had our own beef and pork, you know, and all those things from the farm.
Well, sounds good.
Yes.
How many cows did you have?
About 8, 10, I guess, something
what
like that. What kind? There were Jerseys and Holsteins.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had some sheep.
Oh, you did?
We had a few sheep up there, and chickens, hens.
Did you ever... use the wool from the sheep?
No, we used to sell it.
Sell that?
Yes, used to sell. My father used to go out shearing sheep.
Did he?
Too.
Did he have just the old
shears? Sheep shears.
Not electric ones?
But no, just the clippers, you know. The shear the sheep.
Must have been quite an art.
Yes. There weren't many that knew how to shear sheep, and he used to go down to my uncle's in Enfield. And stay down there for a few days and shear sheep around some of the friends down there.
And how much, what would he get for?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember.
You probably wouldn't have known.
Not too much, I don't imagine. And then the little lambs, and we'd bring them up on bottle, some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us around just like dogs around the yard.
Yeah.
My sister and I, we'd feed them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was...
And probably your mother did all her own baking.
Oh, yes. I remember when she thought it was the most wonderful treat when my father sometimes would come down here at Lebanon, he'd bring home some mutton cookies. And she thought that was wonderful. But we loved her cookies.
I bet you did.
She'd do it all her own baking, just think.
Mm-hmm. Bread?
Yes, and pies and cakes and cookies. Mm-hmm. We always had a lot of company, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother always had a plenty for them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people drop in, you wouldn't know they were coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the farm, no deep freeze to keep things in and all those things, but we always had plenty to eat.
Did you have ice in the summer?
No, we didn't. We had a nice cold cellar.
A cold cellar. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the cellar and kept things nice.
Then I suppose you keep animals frozen that you'd slaughtered with you outside in the winter? Or
well, they
cut up
the pork, you mm-hmm. know, my mother made sausage.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I know the Hazens and Shermans down here, Professor Hazen,
mm-hmm.
Professor
yeah.
Sherman. My father used to draw them wood. And they'd think there's nobody could make sausage like my folks. He'd bring them down some sausage.
Yeah.
And then they'd pack the sausage in the
barrel. Do you remember how she made it?
Okay.
Do you remember what she put into the sausage, how she made it?
Yeah. I can't remember the proportion, but there was sage.
Mm-hmm.
And,
their own
you know, their own
grown, probably.
No, I think mm-hmm. that was bottom
that
sage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and salt so much. I remember they had to, they waited
mm-hmm.
all out so much. And then we'd keep it out in the summer in the barrels out in the corn barn, we called it.
Uh-huh.
And pack it in oats.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep, you put your hand down into the oats and to be just as nice and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ham. We'd smoke, my father would smoke the ham in a big barrel and then put it in another barrel, you know, and we'd have smoked ham all
mm-hmm.
summer.
Do you smoke it with a special kind of wood? Or
with corn cobs.
Oh, really?
Yes, corn cobs.
Mm-hmm.
And my aunt and uncle and cousins come up from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And did they love the ham?
I bet they did.
And the maple sugar cakes,
mm-hmm.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, all those things, yeah. We keep them, you know, into... Someone could have.
Yeah.
The ham now we get doesn't taste
it's
like
the same.
It. I know. How different.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we have wonderful ham here, I think, though,
mm-hmm.
too, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not quite the same.
I know. That's right.
Well, who did you have for teachers? Did you go to North Neighborhood School in one session and have another one?
Well, a while there, they closed the North Neighborhood School. We went to the center.
That would have been the closest. Mm-hmm.
There was Mrs. Ted Thompson. Was it Ted Thompson used to run the bus down to? And we could go on the bus, but we thought we walked, and
mm-hmm.
it was about a mile.
Yeah.
Now the children had to come up from the North Neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
you know, down there. And then Dorothy's, Hilbert's aunt, Martha Hilbert, taught there quite a long time.
This is Hanover Center?
Not Neighborhood.
North Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frances Duxbury's wife, Ethel, taught down Hanover Center.
Yes.
Oh, she was a wonderful teacher.
She was still teaching when we were out there.
What's it?
She was still teaching in the Aetna School when we moved to Aetna.
Oh, she was.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Didn't
yes.
the children
oh,
like
every, yes.
Oh,
every
I liked her
time.
So much.
Yes.
Yeah. She was a wonderful teacher,
mm-hmm.
I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the teacher came up from Medford, Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
I know, and boarded with my mother
mm-hmm.
and father. When she taught school in, let's see, she taught, was it North Neighborhood she taught? I can't tell, was it North Neighborhood or Hanover Center?
And how would she get back and forth? Did she go on the bus if it were?
Well, if it was a real stormy time, I know my father would take us.
Mm-hmm.
The school up the North Neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
but down to Hanover Center. I guess she taught in the North Neighborhood
mm-hmm.
when she was boarding with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a, what's her name, Silsby, Howie Camp's cousin,
uh-huh.
that taught in Hanover Center. That was after I was through school
mm-hmm.
when she boarded with my folks down there. Now, the North Neighborhood School's been made over into a house.
Yes, yes.
I'd like to go in there and see it.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be delighted to show it to you. You told him you went there to school and came out.
And my sister taught in Hanover Center when she was only 17.
Did she really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The school board, they wanted her to stop going to school up North Neighborhood and go down there and teach. And some of the pupils were older than she, even. But she loved the young people, you know, and she was a wonderful teacher, and they all so much respect for her, and she
so
loved
So she went right from being
just think of it. Now they wouldn't do that.
No.
On the school board, they wanted her to go and took her right out of school. And it seems strange.
How many years did she teach?
Yeah, I guess a year or so. Mm-hmm. Then she went over to KUA one term. And then she went to Randolph, the normal school. She went in a year in advance. She was a real good student. She graduated from Randolph Center, normal school.
Yeah.
Randolph Normal School. She liked school, but I never did. She just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Well, many changes.
And you came down to Aetna to church.
Yes,
every
Well, we went there to church quite a lot, and then some of the time they had the same pastor at Hanover Center as they did in Edna, you know, Mr. Sargent. Then we used to go, my mother and I belonged to Hanover Center, and my father and sister to Edna. Wasn't that strange? So mother was always, we enjoyed the people in both communities, and my mother was always cooking for both churches, you know, when they had the fairs and church suppers and all. We like to, both churches.
And you go in a horse and...
Yes. Yes, horse and wagon, horse and sleigh. You just think of it. Yes, we didn't. We never had a mobile.
And you go even if it were below zero, probably.
Yes, I know. Yes. And I know oftentimes when there's mud time, when we, mother and I didn't, father didn't take the team, you know, to be so muddy, and he'd often walk down to church, I remember.
Must have been harder walking back.
Oh, yeah. it was often muddy up there then, you know, years ago.
I suppose it
was. Yes, through the mud. But we took it for granted that it would be that way.
Well, that was the way it was.
And that was the way it was.
Yes.
Because everybody lived through the mud season.
That was about the time you were sugaring, probably.
Yes, yes, that's right. Springtime. Mm-hmm.
What did you do for entertainment?
Oh, they used to have sociables at the church, you know. Sometimes they're at the different homes. They used to have a lot of the people. I never went to them, though, but a lot of the people used to have dances in the homes.
Right in their home?
Yes, right in their home.
This would be a square dance, maybe.
Yes, I suppose. But I never seemed to be interested in dancing. But we'd go and have play games, you know, at the church and vestry and have good times that way. And the neighbors used to visit each other in the winter quite a bit.
You had time to.
Yes, they'd go, you know, and have a good time.
Yeah.
And
eat.
See their friends, yes. Stay for dinner or supper or something, you know. Get together. And they were always so busy in their homes doing things, you know.
Oh, there are a lot of things to do.
Yes.
Did you help with the baking and the housework?
Not so much. I did the housework more, and my mother did the cooking. Because I know I used to ask her so many times how to make something special, a roux, you know, to go by, and she'd say, well, then I don't know if I can tell you, because I put in a little of this and a little of that, don't you? But she tried to tell me, you know, and so I
she knew how to do
go.
It, but she couldn't.
I know it. She was one of these cooks, you know, that just seemed to know how to put in so much of this and that. And it always came out so good, too. Did your mother used to do that way for you?
I think so. She certainly was a good cook.
Yeah, I know.
You just how to do it.
Yes.
I wish I'd been more observant, more curious.
Yes, so many things I wish I'd asked. Yes.
How old were you when you and Julius were married?
27.
27. Yes. What church were you married in?
We were married up in my home.
Oh, your
home?
Yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. The first day of June. It was beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. The yard and the flowers were in bloom. Mm-hmm. We were married there.
Okay. And then where did you live?
Right here
where you are now?
Yes, mm-hmm. Right here where we are now. Okay. Yeah. Yes, ever since.
And Julius was a mailman?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. 37 years he was letter carrier.
Okay.
Started in. He used to.
I mean, even when you're here, you kind of, I was going to say, you probably canned a lot of your
gardening. Oh, yes, always did. Mm-hmm. I've always canned, Phoebe, ever since we were married to this year. I canned a few tomatoes, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first year, because, of course, Julie's not here, and I couldn't, I didn't notice I could can without, he couldn't have salt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But I canned some tomatoes this year and didn't put in any salt. And I opened the can the other day and they kept all right.
Good.
Yeah. But I've always canned ever since we've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first year I never made any tomato mincemeat. Mm-hmm. It seems strange,
yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And pickles. And
yeah.
Julius used to make the dill pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Himself. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody liked his dill pickles. Yes. Mm-hmm. I always canned and froze things. We had the freezer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because you always had a nice garden.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have bees on your farm when you were a little girl, or is this something?
My father had just a few swans.
He did.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Years ago. And Julia's father had bees when we were first married.
Mm-hmm.
He had bees, and then Julia's had them, too.
Yeah, I remember Julia
yes.
did.
Yeah. I sold her, had to sell them, mm-hmm. and of course I couldn't. Take care of the bees.
No. The last thing you want to be worried about.
I tried, but hated doing away, you know, because we'd always had them, had the
yeah.
honey.
Yeah.
No. And the chickens too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I should have, but a lot of work.
Yes, that's right. And Julius was so happy in doing things out there now. She'd come in and say, well, he'd work so busy out there, and he'd say, oh, I've had such a happy day working at home.
Wasn't that nice? Yeah.
He enjoyed it all.
How many were in his family?
Just he and Ruth.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just the two.
And that's the farm that is still there up by the...
No, they've torn down all those buildings. This is the picture. Of the old homestead, I know you have seen it.
I have seen it. It looks
oh,
like
you have?
It. Yes.
Yeah.
I think Julius brought it over once.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
picture.
Old wagons.
Yes,
and there's a baby carriage with a parasol
yes,
over the top.
First reunion, the Mason reunion,
Phoebe. Oh, I see.
It was held up there. And up there, and that's a.
Who are all these people?
I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I wished I did know. I know Jewish from that one time. He thought Ruth was sitting on that. There's a barrel there somewhere. And he thought Ruth was sitting on that barrel.
I see.
And,
right here. Mm-hmm.
Now, there was someone here that, oh, Harley Camp.
Uh-huh.
And he remembered so much up there, you know, went to school there. And he said he thought that was Father and Mother Mason there with the baby carriage.
The baby carriage.
He thought it looked like Father Mason. Now he remembered that, and he was so interested in that picture.
It's a wonderful picture.
Yes.
It?
Oh, I'm so glad Julie thought so much of that.
Mm-hmm.
That was such a pretty home up there. And the little red schoolhouse, you
oh,
see?
Oh, that's the schoolhouse.
That's the red school.
You know, for Harley, he went to school?
Yes, he went to school.
And didn't Julius have some stories? Didn't he take care of this for a while? Start the fires in the schoolhouse?
Probably did, because he lived right next to it. And then
isn't
the stones.
Little schoolhouse.
In that little red school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stones, you know, Celia Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
And there, her folks lived there, neighbors.
I see.
Somewhere up in there. I don't know just where it was.
You don't know just where this is in relation to the reservoir.
Now, did you know where Uncle, the brick house was on... At the you know where Marion Fuller lives? You know, there
mm-hmm.
beyond the cemetery?
Yes.
There's a road that goes out there in upper ways. You remember when, probably you don't, there was a
brother.
Brick house where Uncle Will Chandler lived years ago. Mm. You go over the hill there somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't think the road is open.
No, I don't think it is. No. But I know. But you go all right along Dogford Road and don't turn to go to the right towards the nuts. You go straight ahead.
Yes,
then
straight ahead.
Over.
Yes, and then you go over. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And their house was over in there.
I see.
And the family, the Halls, I think, lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And who else did? The Stones and the Halls and...
Was the reservoir there then?
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have, you see, three reservoirs
yes, yes.
So now.
Yes, the lower one.
Yes.
The first one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. See those trees there? Isn't it pretty?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed too bad to have those houses down, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Somebody would like them now.
I know. Oh, yes, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like a place to live, even. Howie was so interesting. He and Bessie had supper with me week ago tonight, I think it was.
Did they? Mm-hmm.
And I got this picture down. He was telling all about it so much. He was so interesting. It's nice to talk to people that...
That remember the things
you
do.
Yes, that's right. You remember the house. Remember Julius Fox and the storm she said, and all those.
It's dire.
Isn't that a good picture of Julius, baby?
Who took that picture?
I think that indicates it's...
Mr. Abbott, that was photographer, I think, for either the Valley News or the Claremont Eagle, and I can't recall which, but I know they had it in the paper. And it was such a good picture. I asked this Mr. Abbott if he would enlarge it for me, and he did. I wouldn't take a good deal for that.
No, it's a wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful?
This is the strip that used to be in front of the inn.
They got Julius up there as if he were picking the flowers, you see, that this Mr. Abbott did. And there's the library in the distance.
Yeah.
And Julius thought how clever they were. They were digging up across the campus there.
He covered that up with the flowers.
And see how he took the picture? So it doesn't, you wouldn't know it unless you happened to know that it had been there like that.
Yeah,
and I think that's a wonderful, wonderful,
wonderful picture to have.
And Julius doesn't
happy
natural.
And well.
How he changed the people.
Yes,
he was so pitiful
the
thin. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't seem so. I'd look at, think it could be Julius.
No.
If I could even get
it wasn't the same.
No. I know. There was. Oh, Jack has been so kind.
Oh,
Phoebe,
I
hope you'll please tell him how much I appreciate his kindness. And he's so dependable to know that there's somebody that's honest.
Mm.
Don't you know that means an awful lot? He's been wonderful. To help me. And
you've been pretty wonderful too.
About that. Mrs. Bemis, I think, is awfully
nice.
Isn't she sweet?
Yes.
I love to have her come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so friendly.
Very friendly.
Yes. And pleasant. Yes. And
girls.
And she thinks that
there's a real
technique. She says that they enjoy having you come in too so much. Yes, she's
very pleasant.
Yeah, she spoke how nice you were too. That they enjoy having you come in too. Oh, Jack will be back working tomorrow.
Okay. In fact, he's working tonight.
Well, they talk about themselves. They had forget, but that she in the beginning. This is one that goes back to 1965. Is that thing going? But then she.